Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I didn't give much advance notice, but I hope that you will tune in when you can. It is great to be back. It is really great to be back. I have missed coming on to share with you a few things and to see that you've listened and that you have gotten something out of what I've said, and I just give God the glory, but it's good to be back. For those who don't know, the reason of my absence was in August my husband suffered a stroke, but he'll be just fine. Thank you, God. It could have gone another way, but he's alive and he's getting better. So I give God the glory for that. So there's an appointed time for everything, and I had to make sure that everything kind of lined up with what the Lord was saying so far as coming back on here. This time we're going to do it a little different. We're going to have guests coming in. I already have at least two that have committed to come on right after the new year. We'll get that scheduled. In the meantime, it may just be me for a little while, but in January, we will have some dynamic guests, anyway, from topics of discussion to testimony to whatever is fitting and appropriate for this time. We are so, so grateful. I give God the glory for a milestone that I have obtained, and that is on Saturday, December 15th, myself along with others receive honorary doctorates of divinity, theology, and so forth. Mine is Doctor of Divinity, so I give the Lord praise for all that he has done, for certainly is not anything that I could have done on my own. So it feels different, not that I feel better than anyone else, but when you know that God has certainly chosen you and you certainly have even more work to do for the kingdom, that's where it feels really, really different. So I'm going to use the authority that God gave me and go forth and do even more. Glory to God. But again, we bid you greetings, and I am the pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries here in the state of South Carolina, and the deacon is Melvin Davis, and my evangelist is Shirley Atkinson, and I have so many supporters and associates till it doesn't even matter whether I start calling a whole lot of names, because they all don't belong to me exclusively, but God has given me people to be around me to help in the work of this kingdom. So as long as I'm outside the building, inside the building, wherever I am, I'm going to give God the glory. Amen. Amen. Tonight, since I came on with a sort of a short notice, I'm just going to give a few words about a sermon that I actually did the other Sunday, but it's more like a teaching. And we're going to go to the book of Luke, the first chapter in the eighth verse, well, starting at the eighth verse, Luke, first chapter, eighth verse. This is centered around our keeping with Christmas being on next week, the day that we set aside and celebrate the birth of Jesus. We have here, "So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.'" And we'll stop there for right now. That's Luke 8, chapter, 1st chapter, 8 through the 15th verse Father God, we come now and we thank you in advance for the word that's going forth and for those who will receive and be doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. The topic that I used at that point was chosen for such a time like this. And it sort of reminds me of what happened on Saturday, or a month before Saturday, when Bishop Dr. Winfred Thompson and the board at the School of Great Commission chose a certain group of people to carry forth the mission of becoming doctors in the school in theology, in divinity, and we had to be chosen. That doesn't mean we get a free ride to heaven at all. It just means that God chose us first, and that Dr. Thompson and the board confirmed what God had already placed in us before we were ever born, before we were ever even conceived. As in Jeremiah 29:11, we see that God says, I know the plans that I have for you. So let's look at Zacharias again. It was his division that was on duty. Zacharias was a priest. So to figure out who would go into the temple this time, they cast lots, and the angel came to him and said, you're going to have a son. And not only did he say you're going to have a, told him he was going to have a son, told him what his name would be, and his name would be John. Well, the problem here was that Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth were up in age, well past the childbearing age, so it seemed impossible to them that this should occur after all these years. So in disbelief, Zacharias began to question the angel. And when he questioned the angel about it, the angel shut his mouth and said that he would not utter anything until the baby was born. So in the process of all of this, Mary, the mother of Jesus, had come to visit Elizabeth because she too was with child. Miraculously, supernaturally, she was with child. She was to bear Jesus, and Elizabeth was to bear John, who was later named John the Baptist. He baptized his cousin, Jesus. He was the forerunner of Jesus. So here we have this situation where it seemed impossible with Zacharias, it seemed impossible with Elizabeth, it even seemed impossible with Mary, the mother of Jesus, being chosen. So that just goes to show you that you may have some impossibilities in your life. You may be too old, too young, too rich, too poor. You may be thinking right now, I'm not fulfilling anything that I really wanted to fulfill in my life. When I was younger, I wanted to be this and that, and here I am at this day, at this time, I'm not there yet. My God, I feel this thing. You may not be there yet, but you still got the same kind of chance as Elizabeth and Zacharias had. Although old in age, any situation that was stacked against them, it doesn't go into detail about everything that they went through leading up to this point, but we do know that in those days, a woman felt very ashamed, very embarrassed to not be able to bear a child. Well, today's time, that happens as well, and they're frustrated. Women are frustrated. The fathers are frustrated. Husbands and everybody, they're frustrated because they cannot bring forth this child. But just like back here, I'll just say to someone, if it hasn't happened yet, and no matter what your age, God can and he will perform that for you. So today, whatever your desires, whatever your wants, whatever you've been praying about, just take some time and go to God you know, just go to him and say, God, I need you to open up my understanding, because, see, I thought I was chosen. And more than likely, he will let you know that you were chosen, but it still may not be your time, or it may be approaching your time. If you feel like it's almost your time, you need to just go ahead and praise the Lord in advance. You just need to go ahead and tell him thank you right now, because you, if you are chosen, and we all are chosen for a certain task, but if you are chosen and you feel like you haven't gotten there yet, you need to understand, yes, you are chosen for a time like this. You might have not been chosen for 2 years ago, 2 months ago, or even 2 days ago. It might have not been your time, but just like Zacharias and Elizabeth, they had to wait their time, and it was never too late, because the plans of God cannot be altered. You are who he says you are. You are what he says you are, and everything that he has given you, it shall come to pass. So if you are in waiting on something, consider yourself among great company. Joseph had to wait for his dream to come, to become second in command at the palace. Abraham, he waited, and he was sent out from his comfort zone at a later age. He was sent out, and he just, you know, he said, well, how can I be a father of all nations and I don't have not one child? Well, God made that possible for him and Sarah. So you may be waiting, and you may be sick and tired of being sick and tired, but you are chosen for such a time like this. It's your time. It's your time. I didn't come to fluff you up and give you candy and sugar, but it is the truth. God says it is the truth, because there is somebody who is listening right now who needs to understand that they are on the brink of giving up some things. But the Lord sent me as one of the messengers to let you know you are still chosen, and it is your time. If he did it for Zacharias to prove this point to him and Elizabeth, and he shut Zacharias' mouth, because sometimes when you are chosen, you can't talk. The Lord will have you to be quiet, or if you open your mouth too soon, he will literally choke that right out of you, because he doesn't want you to talk about it just yet. But when he releases you, he might release you before the thing manifests, or he might release you after it manifests. For Zacharias, he couldn't speak until they asked him, well, what is this baby's name? And he was about to write it. And when he agreed with his wife that the baby's name could be nothing else but John, then his mouth was open, his tongue was open, and he was able to speak. So if the Lord has kept you quiet, if he has kept you silent, if he has even hidden you for a while, you just wait a while. You are chosen for a time like this. It may have looked like you never get to this point, but you are there now. I decree and I declare under the authority of Jesus that you are there now. You are chosen for a time such as this. Glory to God. Again, we bid you greetings. I'm Pastor Dr. Cassandra Valentine Davis, and I'm the pastor and founder of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries. If you would just go to my Facebook page and connect with me there, and my video page and my Kingdom page, and let us connect, because we have something for each other. We are not in this thing by ourselves. We have something that we can share with each other. And I'm looking forward to the greater works that he has placed in us to come to pass. Such a time like this, my goodness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise right now. We just thank you for allowing us to come back. We pray now that we will be able to keep this blog consistent for those who need to hear the word right now. We pray now for our future guests, and we believe that it's going to be dynamic when you send your men and women of God, when you send even those who will not even save. Whoever you send to be a blessing and be blessed on this line, we thank you in advance right now for those marvelous works that shall come forth, that will come forth. We thank you now, Lord God, and we praise you. And remember, everybody, to honor God, to praise him, and that Jesus is Lord. You all be blessed. You be blessed and prosperous and highly favored as you are. You are chosen. Don't be frozen now. You are chosen for such a time like this. Go out and prove it. Amen. Amen.